This is Eureka, brought to you by Monocle 24 in association with Braintree. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Earlier this week, thousands of startup founders and investors from around the world attended this year's edition of Web Summit, the gargantuan business powwow normally held in Dublin, but which this year set up camp in the sunny Portuguese capital of Lisbon. And as ever, Monocle was there too. On Eureka, we usually bring you one entrepreneur story, but this week we'll bring you three inspiring stories that we discovered in Lisbon. We start with the co-founder of Mini Brew, a crowd-funded all-in-one craft beer brewing system based in Amsterdam.
My name is Bart van der Kooi. I'm the co-founder of Mini Brew. It all started when I was a little bit more older, when I was allowed to drink beer, and I tried a lot, especially the craft beers. So I left away the domestic lagers, and everybody was asking, what are you doing? Why are you buying those expensive beers? So eventually I started with brewing and try it out, and it happened on the office. So I tried a few times to brew illegally on the office, during office hours, I mean. And it was always a mess. It was a hassle. The day after, the whole office smelled after it, and they were completely mad on me. I've met in the meantime another co-founder, Oliver, and he was kind of doing the same thing, only in Australia, and I was doing it in the States. And we said, like, yeah, let's have a beer chat, and can we make a system that makes it more easy and more smartful with the technology that we have right now? Homebrewing is going way back. It's from 1600 already. What we're trying to do is right now bring it back again, that people brew. But what's different from then up to now is that we bring software in it. So you discover your brew by an app, you control your brew by an app, and you share it when it's done. So normally when you see a lot of hardware products, it's hardware and then an app. What we did, we started from the software. We built a digital brew DNA. So every recipe from a brewery is digital. A user can pick that from the app, order an ingredient box, and then that's delivered at their doorstep. They just have to put the ingredients in the machine, and then the software again kicks back in and brews the whole thing for you. Normally with brewing, you need a lot of equipment and different tubes and buckets and fridges, and this is one affordable and compact package. And the unique thing about this, and that's something we've developed along the year, the smart keg has multiple functions. So you can brew with it, you can ferment with it, and you can tap with it. So there is no hassle or risk for to contamination or oxidation. There is no air, no light. And that's all the things that I experienced when I started with brewing. It's not that I say that it's amazing. We work with professional brewmasters. They make the recipes on the mini brew. And when it's good enough, or according to their taste and what they want, they approve it and give the recipe available. And they say it's good. This is like the best that's out there.
Bart van der Kooi there, co-founder of Mini Brew. Next, we hear from Clara Baglione, co-founder of a company called Bicherie, based in the south of France. It gives artisans a platform to promote their skills to curious travelers, and she got her idea while traveling in Bangladesh.
My name is Clara, and my company is Bicherie. Okay, I always want to be an entrepreneur, but it's true that I studied finance because my goal was to be able to use all the tricks of the finance to help the people. So it was more social finance, and it's always important that I study that. When I get my degree, okay, I had some job opportunity and I said, no, I will not go there. I flew to Bangladesh and I work in a social business, in the microcredit. And during 6 months, and it's where finally I meet the craftsmen on the street of Dhaka. And suddenly I had the idea of Bicherie, because I didn't know anything about this city, about this culture, about these countries. And by meeting those craftsmen and the local producer, I had the feeling that finally Bangladesh became my home. We didn't speak the same language, neither English, neither Bangla, obviously. So we start to speak with our hand. And yes, after 6 months, I was really feeling that I discovered a country by the people, by the local. And when I came back to France, it was logic for me to connect the travelers with the local craftsmen and the local producers. When we travel somewhere and we by chance we can discuss with a craftsman, with the local guys, then our travels are much more beautiful and we have very good experience, and then we have amazing memories that we will share with everyone. So yeah, the link was very quick between tourists and craftsmen. I had to find the name, and I remember I was on the car with my mum, and it's my mum who find the name and say, yes, it's true, it makes sense, bees, they are going everywhere and take the pollen, and then they build huge beehive, and they are essential to us, and it's a huge community. And also there is a little wordplay with bee sherry. It's all like you have to share, and it's what we are doing with bee sherry, like the craftsmen share their knowledge with the travelers. I had the really good chance to have a very good friend of my previous business school. She was working in Monaco, and when I came back, because we are coming both of south of France, obviously we chit-chat, we met up, and I said, okay, Uda, I have this idea, do you want to jump on board? And she said, okay, Clara, I stop everything, and we will start the adventure together. She was looking for an adventure like that, like an entrepreneurial one, and she loved the idea because she loved to travel as well. We raised Trinicast with crowdfunding. For us, the crowdfunding was a test. If people can fund us for free, okay, we should go. And so yes, we succeed to raise the fund. And yeah, it's where we are.
Clara Bellione there, co-founder of Bichery. And finally, amid a circus of software companies, one Lisbon-based startup stood out, Indie Campers, a company on a mission to popularize road trips using camper vans. Their co-founder, Hugo Oliveira, explains the company's origins.
My name is Hugo. My company is Indie Campers, and we are based in Portugal. No, I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. My father was an entrepreneur, and since ever I really wanted to create my own business. So when I finished university, the first thing I did was I went to travel in the world in Australia. And afterwards, I saw a really nice market of camper vans, and I looked at the Portuguese market, and there was anyone doing good or with the relevant scale. So actually, I started doing it. So I loaned money from a bank with a microcredit, and myself, I started producing the vans on the inside and changing some services in exchange of days in the camper van. So the website, the SEO optimizing, the online marketing, the wood that I put in the first vans, the exterior design, everything was changed by days in the camper van. 3.5 years ago. Right now we grow a lot. Our focus is not so much the vans right now, because we were focusing on the vans in the last 3 years. Right now our focus is the digital and the experience online. So we are in 13 locations. We're gonna be in 60 next year. So the good thing is that you can start in Paris and then you're going to finish in Faro in Portugal, and almost without any cost associated. What is it so great? The first thing is the freedom. So basically you can start in the morning, wake up in front of a beach, go to surf, then you get your camper and just visit a castle in the middle of Portugal, for example. And in the night you can go to sleep in in the entrance of a city and go there and have a drink with some friends, you know. So it's completely the freedom. And what we did is we deleted everything that was not relevant, so we can decrease the price and we can get things much more easier. Our vans are really small. You drive it like a car. The space they occupy is like a car. So it's like you rent a car, but you have a place to sleep. So it's amazing. I know our customers love it, and I think somehow we are changing the itinerant tourism in Europe. I make so many mistakes that I cannot really know which mistakes I did, because for me it's so normal. It's a normal process. You have to be always trying to adjust your decisions. I think the biggest mistake I did is somehow I lost a little bit my private life, and this is bad because then influence the way you work in your company on a daily basis. But overall, I do so many mistakes, but it's a normal thing, so.
Hugo Oliveira there from Lisbon-based Indie Campers. Make sure to tune into Eureka number 24 next Friday. And of course, tune into The Entrepreneurs every Wednesday at 1900 London time. Eureka was edited by Toby Hammond. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. We'll see you then.